Hi, and welcome back to the second episode of the SASME Sessions. I'm your host, Josh Meyer, and I'm here today again with our SASME's fund administrator, Ken Colombo. We're going to be talking about a very popular benefit that SASME offers, the sick leave benefit. It was introduced in 2024 to help members who get sick and need to take a day off from work, who have to go to a doctor's appointment, or are taking care of a loved one. You're going to get the inside scoop on how the benefit works, why it's so important, and why it's so popular. So Ken, let's jump into it. Let's start with just an overview of how the benefit works. What is it?
So it does sick leave benefit, pays a member for a day that, like you said, that they have to take off for them being sick or to care for a loved one or a dependent. It replaces dollar for dollar what a member would have earned in a day. So it's paid in 8-hour increments. So we can't get a partial day. And it's limited to 5 calendar days per year.
Are there features of the benefit that are misunderstood? What trips members up when they're trying to use the benefit?
So one of the things that trips members up is that you can only apply for 3 consecutive days in a row. And that was put in there intentionally so that it's not considered a vacation fund and I'm going to take the week off of work. The other thing is that you have to be at work the day before the incident, and then you have to be at work the day after the leave. So, you know, members will go in and apply on 2 separate applications to apply for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then a separate application to apply for Thursday, Friday. So then we'll deny them Thursday, Friday because it's more than 3 consecutive. So then they'll apply for Monday, Tuesday. Well, we're going to deny that Monday, Tuesday as well because they already told me on a prior application that they were sick on Thursday and Friday. So, you know, so it, while it's a great benefit for the members, we just want to see if we can curb abuse because technically you're cheating yourself if you try to cheat the system.
So how are you cheating yourself? How does that work?
Well, you're cheating yourself because you're taking a benefit as a taxable benefit now, which is going to reduce your future retiree benefits. And your future retiree benefit has a tax-free payment options. So in my opinion, you're cheating yourself.
Yeah, you'll have that much less money when you go to use your benefits in retirement.
Yes.
This benefit is subject to the 100% rule. Can you explain that rule and what it means?
Well, again, so to curb abuse, the trustees thought that we should put in 100% rule, and which is very different from the standard plan. The standard plan has a 200% rule, which means that you cannot receive benefits more than 200% of the contributions that have been received on your behalf. So if we receive $50,000 in benefits on your behalf, and under the 200% rule, you can only receive $100,000 in benefits out. But in order to curb abuse, the trustees thought that they would put in a 100% rule policy, meaning that if you have $30,000 in contributions that have been remitted on your behalf, if you have more than $30,000 of benefits out, and that includes all SASME benefits, except for non-deduct benefits, which I'm sure we'll talk about in a future episode, but for example, health and welfare or the unemployment benefit, then you would not be able to get this benefit once you exceed that 100% level.
So your staff must have to really screen the claims, the applications when they come in to make sure that people aren't abusing the system.
Well, it's very difficult. We do audit after the end of the quarter. So we know what we do is we'll look and see if a member worked, let's say February, for example. February is a short month. It's, you know, 4 weeks. If you worked full time, basically your contributions for the month will be 160 hours. Well, if you apply for 3 sick days and your employer remitted 220 hours of employment, reported hours on yourself, well, then you're probably cheating the system. And then we'll do a little bit further investigation. So, but yes, you know, when a member comes in or application comes in, we have to look at the member. We look at their contribution history. We look at the contract they're working under. We find the wage rate that they last were reported under. And that's the rate that we'll use to actually pay the benefit. So we'll find the wage rate. And let's just say the wage rate is $40. And we'll pay the $40 times the 8 hours a day for that sick day.
That seems like a really important benefit to have. If people get sick, you have to take a kid to the doctor and you're not giving up a whole day's pay. So that seems like really important. Do you have any stats on how many people use this benefit? How many days people take a year?
Well, again, we wanted to curb abuse. It's amazing to me that I had, you know, that we had members that used all five sick days in January, and now they're done for the year. You know, so it's a difficult thing to stop members from getting their dollars. It's their money, but it's disheartening to know that, you know, and why I think why this discussion is so important is that, hey, you know, are you really hurting yourself in the long run? You know, if you're, you know, late in your career and you're maybe, you know, your house is paid for, your kids are out of the house, you know, you don't have an expensive car payment and you're like, hey, you know, I'm thinking about retiring in 2 or 3 years. You're going to take this taxable benefit that, again, is going to reduce you dollar for dollar on your tax-free healthcare reimbursement account, which is going to pay for your medical expenses, you know, when you retire. We give the members of the benefit of the doubt. And again, we do audit to make sure that people are not intentionally abusing the program.
It's a really interesting feature of SASME where you're weighing your current needs versus what you want to have saved for the future. You must have to do a lot of educating participants about whether or not they should use their benefits now, how to best use them, and how to make sure they have some money saved for their retirement.
Oh, that's unbelievable. And probably the most difficult thing to explain. You know, we could sit here and I could tell you about the unemployment benefit. I could tell you that, hey, if the average person in your local works 700 hours and you work 600 hours, that SASME will pay you, you know, 100 hours of pay times your rate of pay to subsidize you and to make you even. I could tell you in a simple podcast and a very brief explanation of how the welfare benefit works, right? Your health fund requires 120 hours of work or contributions in a month of January to get coverage in April. And if you don't have the 120 hours, SASME will pay you the difference between what you actually worked or what was contributed and the 120. When it comes to talking about retiree benefits, it's a totally different creature because we have to say, yes, for every contribution that comes in and for every year of future service credit you have, you're going to earn a credit towards a rebate at retirement that you could use as tax-free dollars for medical expenses. However, those dollars or that account is reduced by almost every active benefit that you take. So, and sick leave is an active benefit and it is a deduct benefit. So again, we can explain every benefit in less than 5 minutes, but when you go to try to tie it all together and how it affects your retirement, that is the challenge.
So we're at the part of the podcast where we have a question from a member. And this question about sick leave is, can you carry your sick leave over if you don't use it in the same year?
Great question. No. That's the short answer. No, we can't carry them over. So it appears to the members that the sick leave benefit is a use or lose benefit. But again, as we've been discussing, you're not losing by not using. You're actually saving by not using. So the benefits are there to be used. So I'm definitely not trying to say don't use them. But if you really don't need it, you're not losing anything by not taking it. So again, right off the bat, can they roll over? No, simple. But it sounds so harsh, right? Well, then why not use them all? And again, it comes down to the long-term effects that it could have on your future benefits. So we just, you know, we want members to be healthy. We want to provide members with great benefits. And we give them a lot of flexibility in how to use those benefits today versus, say, 20 years ago. And I think that that's made SASME a more valuable program.
Do you have any last thoughts about explaining the sick leave benefit or things you'd want a member to understand about the sick leave benefit before we close the episode?
You know, I think we've covered it, you know, and just, you know, the long-term effects of using or abusing this benefit or any other benefit can be detrimental to you as a member at the end of your career.
Well, to learn more about your SASME sick leave benefits, go to SASME.org. This is the end of our second episode. Thank you again, Ken.
Thank you.